Act 1, Scene 3. Mavis and Sugarly enter upstage right.
That sauna is gorgeous.
And I can't wait to get in there, so let me finish you up. I'm jumping into that hot box the minute Bobby Duane says it's ready for a test run. Crystal, hon, can you grab the phone?
Crystal enters upstage left.
Spouty doll. Oh, you heard our radio spot? Why, thank you. I'm glad you like it. Want to hear it again? Come spend the day at Spa-Dee-Daw and set your worries free. It's time to pamper you a bit. You know that you're deserving it. Just sit back and relax. We'll pluck and tweeze and wax. $20 buys a facial, not including tax. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Bye.
Wow. People are really taken to that song.
Hey, don't look a gift elf in the mouth. That jingle's brought in lots of new customers, and once the sauna's up and running, we won't be able to keep up.
Shug, we're impressed you've worked alongside Bobby Duane for these last 2 months. That took grit.
No, it took me laying down the ground rules. I simply told him I do not want to see him unless it's unavoidable. He shouldn't speak to me unless it's absolutely necessary, and any eye contact should be kept to a bare minimum.
That's what I tell Miller every morning. But since his hearing's so bad, I've learned to say it in sign language.
I've noticed you've been complaining about being married more than usual lately, which I personally thought was impossible. Have you ever thought about taking a little vacation from marriage? Maybe come over and spend a night at my house. We can watch a movie, go halves on a Kahlua cheesecake, whatever you want to do. Get away from Miller. Let him miss you. How about it?
Okay, I'm in. But let's not tell Miller. I'll leave a ransom note, see how much he thinks I'm worth. Wait, maybe I don't want to know.
Yeah, why do that to your self-esteem? No woman wants to set herself up to look like a fool.
Nita enters, downstage left.
Hey, y'all. What are you talking about?
Well, whatever it was, changing topics now.
Oh, Nita, I love what you've done with your hair.
Swear to me there's not a herd of goats waiting for you outside in the grass.
Carlene enters, upstage left.
Girl, if that's all you've got left, I say it's time to do your laundry.
Unfortunately, this is my uniform, and from here I go straight to my night job. And I can't be late because my 19-year-old boss is a real tyrant.
What night job?
Aunt Heidi's sausage on a stick at the mall over in Wadley. I don't earn enough at the county clerk's office or with the Avon to make a dent in my debt.
Nita Mooney, you've never owed anyone a red cent in 20 years I've known. Wait a minute. Does Ronnie figure into this debt by any chance?
Well, yeah. He sort of took my credit card and ran up $6,500 worth of charges. I was surprised too, but Ronnie only did it to buy Christmas gifts, and he bought me one, a real nice helmet I can wear to ride on the back of his new motorcycle. I mean, you try being mad at someone that generous.
If you're giving us permission, we are.
Okay, I'm going to run to the back and scream into a stack of towels. So why don't you handle things here for a minute, Carlene?
Sugarly exits, upstage left.
Oh, listen, I ran into Bunny Sutherland and she gave me the cold shoulder. I think it's eating her alive that Spa-Dee-Daw is doing so well.
Bunny hasn't liked Sugarly since she gave her the chicken pox in kindergarten. Then she claimed Sugarly stole the title of most popular senior girl from her. And now she's fried about this building. Honestly, that woman's got more issues than a magazine.
You said it. And I've decided Bunny's not getting Vaughn and Joyce's papers about Eden Falls. Let me tell you, I've been reading that stuff, and some of those 19th century diaries are spicy.
Ooh, let me read them when you're done. I'm always looking for something sexy and exciting.
Bobby Duane enters, upstage right.
Afternoon, ladies.
What? Wee, that's some suit of work clothes, Bobby Duane.
Uh-huh. And you certainly got the gams to pull off the look.
Come on, ladies. I've told you before, my entire body can be as cold as ice. If but my legs are always hot.
You can say that again. Woohoo!
How do you think it makes me feel coming in here having you women eye me like a slab of beef in a meat case?
How does it make you feel?
Incredible. In fact, I may show up tomorrow in a Speedo, so brace yourselves.
Sugar Lee enters upstage left.
I hate to break up the party, but is there something you need?
I've had a little kink with the final hookup, but I've got another gasket out in my truck. It'll be 40-50 minutes till the sauna's running, and we still need to talk about those other problems I found in the cellar.
If they don't have anything to do with the sauna, just put them on hold.
Okay. The wreath on the door looks just like the one you made for the grill of my pickup senior year. Remember that, Sugar Lee?
That's part of the past, Bobby Duane. I don't talk about the past. All I want to hear from you is, the sauna's ready, Miss Tompkins.
I'll keep that in mind, Miss Tompkins.
Bobby Duane exits, downstage left.
I think someone's a little Christmas cranky, so I'll go make her some cocoa. Maybe write her a little song, too.
Crystal exits, upstage left.
You sure told him how the cow ate the cabbage. He's just trying to be nice.
Well, that's fine. And I'm just trying to run a business.
Porter enters, downstage left.
Any room for a rooster in this coop?
Why, Porter Paget, what takes you away from the post office? You here for a facial, manicure?
No, ma'am. I'm good looking enough. I came by because I got a real good deal on a case of frozen chalupas. I thought y'all might like some, it being the holiday and all.
That's mighty generous of you, Porter, because nothing says Christmas quite like discount Mexican food.
Well, this is something I don't really know how to thank you.
No need. I'm just pleased to do what I can for the Hallelujah Girls.
Come again?
Folks are calling y'all that because you get together in this old church and have such a big time. Okay, I'm the one who calls you that, but I think it's really starting to catch on. One more thing. Just a little pre-Christmas gift for you, Carlene.
Oh, you shouldn't have a putty knife.
Oh, isn't that thoughtful?
Girl can't have too many pretty things.
Feel how smooth that blade is. With a little bit of an edge, see? You can use it for a million different things. This side of shaving those pretty little legs of yours, of course.
Porter, you romantic fool. You must love dating Carlene.
I won't fight you on that. She's a pistol. But she sure can be sweet. Besides, every date makes me feel like I'm cheating death. And let me tell you, that's a real turn-on for a man. Especially a thrill seeker such as myself.
Funny, I never take you for a thrill seeker.
Don't be deceived by my looks. This isn't a bear gut, you know. It's protective covering for my sturdy heart and rock-hard abs. Well, sorry to spoil the fun, but I got to pick Mama up from her Tai Chi class. Carlene, how about a Christmas kiss under the mistletoe?
We don't have any mistletoe.
Emergency backup! So y'all take care and keep my little pumpkin happy, you hear?
Porter exits, downstage left.
So, spill a pumpkin. You really like Porter?
I'm getting there.
Carlene's got a boyfriend, and he's still alive and everything.
Oh, this reminds me of Passion Be Not Proud. The widow, Baroness Catherine von Stone, had been living alone in her chateau for years. She finally says she'll see Count Christoph, which means date. But she didn't think she'd like him.
him being the reincarnated spirit of Eric the Red Mole. When she gave into it, though, they fell madly in love, and it was beautiful until she was struck by lightning while riding bareback on the cliffs above a fjord in Scandinavia. Isn't that romantic?
Y'all think that wig's cutting off the circulation to her brain?
Now, I want to see that new sauna before I have to go to work.
Nita exits, upstage right.
Come on, Mavis. Let's go get into some robes so we can be ready to jump in with Sugar Lee.
Carlene exits, upstage right.
All right. I so richly deserve to be pampered this way.
Mavis exits, upstage right. Bobby Duane enters, downstage left.
Got the gasket. I'll be finished in no time.
Good. You're about a week behind as it is.
Great. Were you just checking me out?
What? No. Me? Are you crazy?
Yes, you were. You were sizing up the merchandise and admiring the view.
I was not. I just glanced over when you dropped the engagement ring. The gasket.
Well, look at that. You're blushing. Just like you did when I put that ice down your back at junior senior prom, remember?
I told you, I don't talk about the past. And don't you have a job to finish?
Oh, that's right. You don't talk about the past. Well, I won't either. And you know why I won't? Because if I tried to talk about the past, the way I screwed up because I was just a stupid kid, you'd ignore me, just like you have for the last 2 months.
Listen, there's nothing you've got to say that I want to hear.
How would you know? We've never talked about what happened. Not once in 30 years. Granted, you caught me at Madeline's house, but...
I caught you in Madeline's bed.
I was fully clothed.
Oh, wearing gym socks hardly counts as fully clothed. You wouldn't have been there if you'd really loved me.
Really loved you? I wanted to marry you.
And I wanted a pet monkey, but I never got one. You don't see me still crying in my beer over that, do you?
You know what your problem is. You've held on to this for so long now that it's part of your DNA. If we actually talked it out, you might see my side. Goodbye, grudge. Then who would you be? Scary stuff, huh?
And you want to know what your problem is? You flirt with every woman who comes within 50 feet of you, and you always have.
It's all in good fun. Besides, women love it.
They feel sorry for you. If you held out a little tin cup, they'd probably pitch in pennies so you'd go away.
Why the hell didn't you tell me that years ago? I could have paid off my house by now.
It makes you crazy that you've never been able to charm me into saying, "Oh, I forgive you, Bobby Duane," and that'll never happen. When you crawled into Madeline's bed, you ruined all my dreams for our future.
You never gave me a chance. You never let me apologize. You never let me make it up to you. I had dreams for us too, you know.
Bunny enters, downstage left.
Damn, this makes me so mad. I knew I shouldn't have taken this job. I should have listened to that little voice inside me saying, "Don't do this." Just like I should have listened when it told me not to invest in that truckload of do-it-yourself tattoo removal kits.
Is that the same little voice that convinced you to wear hot pants in December?
There's just no communicating with you, is there? I've worked my butt off these last 2 months. Have you said thank you? No. I've tried to tell you about the problems in the cellar, but are you interested? No. Do I ever plan on speaking to you again after this? Hell no. But I am going to get one last thing off my conscience.
Carlene enters, upstage right.
The foundation of this building is laid on top of an old cellar that's fallen apart. You have to get it fixed, or the entire structure is going to collapse. And my name's not going to be attached to this disaster waiting to happen, because a building inspector sees it, he's going to condemn the place.
Why, Bunny, how nice to see you. Sorry to interrupt, but I'm sure you don't want to bore Bunny talking about the little repairs you're going to make.
Wait, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough. Funny thing is, I only dropped by to get some of your hand lotion. I need a cheap present for my maid. And here I'm the one who gets the gift. All of a sudden, I'm thinking I'll squeeze in another setting at the table and invite Truett Norman, the city building inspector, over for Christmas dinner. Truett just loves my oyster stuffing.
Bobby Duane and I were having a private conversation.
You can't repeat any of this to the building inspector.
Yeah, that's too low even for you.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? It's clear to me this property was always meant to be mine. Since it's just been dropped into my lap. And once this old eyesore is torn down, I can finally erect the monument that deserves to be here.
Everything I've got is tied up in this business. You can't do this.
I'm not without feeling, and it is the season of goodwill. Tell you what, I'll make sure that you all get senior citizen discount passes to my museum. So Merry Christmas, y'all. To you all a good night.
Bunny exits. Downstage left.
That does it. We're adding exorcism to our list of services.
This can't happen. Bobby Duane, help me fix this.
Sorry, but once I put in this gasket and walk out that door, the whole deal's gonna be in the past. And we don't talk about the past, remember?
Bobby Duane exits. Upstage right.
My God. In less than 15 minutes, my life has fallen apart. What am I gonna do?
I don't know. Let's just think. There's bound to be some way we can fix this. You've changed your fate before. Maybe you can do it again.
And if I can't, maybe Nita can put in a good word for me at Sausage on a Stick. Oh, God, everything was going so well. Ever since I opened this place, I've told everyone who'd listen, you can fix your life. You can make your dream come true. Look at me. I've done it. And now I'm losing everything. I feel like a fool. I really wanted people to say that Sugarlee Tompkins sure did something special with her life. Do you ever think about that, Carlene? I mean, 100 years from now, what do you want people to say about you?
Damn, she looks good for her age.